Western attempts to neuter Russia have left nations stronger than ever. By Mike Walsh. Napoleon, an outstanding war strategist, surmised that the first rule of war is to convince the enemy that he couldn't win, while adding that attack was the best form of defense. In its attempts to destroy, or at least weaken, the Russian Federation, neither gambit has worked for the luckless Washington-led Western alliance. Western-imposed sanctions failed to destroy the Russian economy. The economic blockade strengthened Moscow's independence and proved that the world's largest country, and richest in natural resources, doesn't need any lessons in self-sufficiency. On January 11, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced that, in 2023, the Russian economy could increase by 4% rather than the predicted 3.5% and is set to become fifth in the world in terms of purchasing power parity. Putin described it as an amazing result. Washington's determination to embroil the European Union in illegally seizing $300 billion in Russian assets invested in the West does little to hinder Russia's triumphalism. It has been pointed out on several occasions that Moscow can and will play tit for tat. As Western assets in Russia exceed $300 billion, it's a game only one can win. This leads us to the similarly futile attempt to destroy Russia militarily by using NATO-backed Ukraine as a weaponized battering ram. The more level-headed might think that such humiliation will lead to the West recognizing its failure. Moreover, the optimistic might think that here is the perfect opportunity to call it quits and do what the other 80% of the world does: enter into a peaceful trading relationship with Russia, whose resources much of the world depends on. On the contrary, unmoved by their failures, the Western alliance, aided by the mainstream media, is now firing on all cylinders to create a war psychosis. I am reminded of the observation of American journalist John Flynn, 1882-1964, best known for his opposition to Franklin D. Roosevelt's determination to force America's entry into World War II. The enemy aggressor is always pursuing a course of larceny, murder, rapine, and barbarism, Flynn observed. We are always moving forward with a high mission, a destiny imposed by the deity to regenerate our victims while incidentally capturing their markets, to civilize savage and senile and paranoid peoples while blundering accidentally into their oil wells. The one certainty is that leaders of Washington's European colonies will fall into step and pursue economic suicide. Perhaps one day, historians will decipher the reasons why so many of Europe's ruling classes were controlled by what President Woodrow Wilson, 1856-1924, once described as a power so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive, that they better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. How else could one describe the Western alliance's seeming determination to go whole hog in preparing for World War III with Russia? Swedish Armed Forces Commander-in-Chief Michael Budden and Minister of Civil Defense Carl-Oskar Bulin called on its bemused citizens to prepare for a possible war. Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson called on the citizens of his country to be ready to die with weapons in their hands to defend the values of the West. Russia's response was immediate. The Swedish authorities should stop driving their population to the point of paranoia, frightening citizens with an allegedly almost inevitable war with Moscow. In a statement, the Russian embassy noted that Swedish children turned to television in fear. Meanwhile, in Latvia, €15 million has been put aside for turning apartment basements into bomb shelters. The neighboring Estonian government has found a pretext to stop feeding Ukrainians. Tallinn is eager to hand over fighting-age men to Kyiv to cut costs, the Russian foreign ministry claims. Finland has closed its 830-mile border with Russia despite it being historically dependent on its neighbor. In the UK, Ukrainian refugees will soon be told that a condition of refugee status will be conscription into the British armed forces. The Netherlands should urgently get ready to face a security challenge posed by an increasingly assertive Russia, Lieutenant General Martin Wijnen said. The EU nation should strengthen its military and help society adapt to the potential hardships of war. A novel idea is to first determine their citizens' enthusiasm or lack of it for fighting a Western-provoked war with Russia. The days are gone when media, like the Pied Piper of Hamelin, could lead its duped peoples to war. A survey conducted by the German opinion research institute Forsa reveals that many German citizens are hesitant to defend their country in the event of foreign aggression. According to the poll commissioned by Stern newspaper, 40% of respondents expressed that they would never take up arms, even in such circumstances. Only 17% of Germans indicated they would be prepared to defend their nation. I think that, on this occasion, the Germans speak for all of the citizens of Europe. Michael Walsh is a Liverpool-born Irish author and award-winning journalist. The son of a man who was an associate of Ernest Hemingway, contact Walsh at keyboardcosmetics@gmail.com.